The Legion armory is vast, and not all of its weapons are as obvious as a bolter or as noble as a sword. There are those who wield devices of much more insidious potency, the slow and agonizing ones, the weapons that forever scar both the bearer and the victim. They do not discriminate and make no allowance for even the strongest armor. From the vaunted champion to the lowliest mortal, they are the great levelers, and their works are terrible to behold. Numion saw them now, and swore an oath he would kill the one that had unleashed such terror on another legionary. Whatever contagion the Death Guard had used, it was potent. Moreover, it had been designed to be specifically effective against Legiones Astartes. Through the breaks in the cloud, where the dirt haze thinned to a sickly, sulphurous yellow, Numion saw his brothers dying. Power armor was little defense against it. The few that had managed to engage their respirators would perhaps last a minute, maybe more, but the rest were dead men. Metal corroded against the cloud's necrotic touch, rubber molded and split, flesh and hair burned. More than 100 of the reconnaissance company collapsed, choking and spitting blood. Dozens more were hacked apart or shot down by a resurgent Death Guard attacking in the confusion. Igataron went to wade in, the cloud still creeping down the slope and less than 50 meters away, but Numion stopped him.
"We gain nothing by condemning ourselves, too," he said, then voxed to one of the pilots riding strafing runs across the battlefield. "Recargon, bring your bird in on our position to blow away some of this filth."
Recargon replied with a clipped affirmative before seconds later a throbbing engine sound came into sharp focus above. Several of the reconnaissance company looked up at their salvation as Recargon brought the gunship low. Turbines burring, the Thunderhawk's downdraft hit the cloud and spread it out, reducing its potency, if not dispersing it completely. The gunship was rising again, returning to strafing altitude, when a missile caught its left wing and sent it reeling. A whip of black smoke unfurled from its damaged engine, coiling up and then back on itself as Recargon was forced to bank. He crashed into the side of the ridge a few moments later, the gunship's fuselage torn up and burning. Scurrying from their holes, the traitors were quick to fall upon it. There was no time to mourn. Recargon had made his sacrifice and saved what was left of the reconnaissance company. Now those that yet lived had to make that worth something.
"To your brothers!"
roared Vulcan and stormed up the ridge. He let off small gouts of flame from his gauntlet, burning back what pestilence remained to further weaken its effects. The Pyre Guard followed, ploughing into the slowly dissipating cloud, turning the scales back into the salamander's favour and breaking their beleaguered company brothers out of the trap. Many of the 15th didn't wear battle helms, preferring to be unencumbered for the stealth work at which they excelled. These warriors had suffered the worst. Skin sloughed away by virulent acids, ravaged by pustules and choking on vomit, eyes drowning in pus from the dirty bomb, there was almost nothing left of them but half-armored carcasses. As he drove hard into the few remaining Death Guard who had attacked inside the cloud, Numion heard something scraping at his leg. He turned, glaive angled, to thrust downwards, expecting to face a desperate enemy, but instead saw a dying reconnaissance marine. Blood was trickling freely from the ruin of the legionary's mouth, sticking to his chin and neck in a viscous film. The dying legionary grasped feebly at Numion's greave. His fingers had been reduced to stumps, the tips of his gauntlets eaten away, and he left ruddy tracks in the metal. He was trying to say something, but his vocal cords were all but liquefied, and the sound that came from his mouth was an agonized gurgle.
"I'll grant you peace,"
Numion murmured, and thrust with his glaive to end it.
"Such horrors," said Varun, after he'd just finished off an enemy that was still twitching, and casting around at his plague-eaten battle brothers. "Tell me, no such weapons exist in our arsenals."
Vulcan did not answer. Numion tried not to meet the gaze of either of them.
"We're not done with this yet," he said, jutting his armored chin up the slope where a second Death Guard battalion had converged on the weakened reconnaissance company. Amidst the carnage, several squads, including Nemator's command section, had become separated from the main battalion and were facing off against a superior force. Despite his company's mauling, Nemator was still on his feet. His armor had been badly damaged from the gas attack, entire sections of it eaten through to reveal the seared mesh underneath. It didn't stop him. With thoughts only of revenge, Nemator and the survivors charged up at the emerging Death Guard. Numion and the others were still finishing off the remnants of the ambushers. The Fire Drakes were close, but would not be able to intervene. Even Vulcan could not reach the vengeful salamanders in time.